Hey there, this is astrologer DK Brainard, and you're listening to the Stars for the People podcast here on EmpowerRadio.com, empowering you. This is the podcast for the week of March 15th through the 21st, 2010. And if it sounds like I'm talking with a weird accent, that's probably because I am, because I had this kind of sinus infection or something going on for the last week or so. I don't know if that's the Mars retrograde acting on me, even though it's over now. You know, it started with the Mars retrograde acting on me. Or the transition between the seasons, because it's been all cold and rainy, and then it got hot. Well, you know, hot being like 60 up here in Detroit and all that, or whatever. But I'm trying to talk loud into the microphone because I can't hear myself. And then my friend, the psychic Carrie Roy over at NewOrleansPsychic.com, just told me on the phone that I was picking up the Michigan accent again. And I said, man, I spent a long time trying to talk normal, you know. Nothing against all you Michigan people listening. But, you know, if I want to talk Canadian and all that, I do love Canada, then I could just move up there. So, we're just experimenting with doing whatever we feel like here. And we got a good show for you coming up. I think it's going to be a short one because, again, it's kind of strange talking into a microphone and I can't hear myself out my right ear. But I definitely want to tell you today about the fact that the sun has moved into Aries and we are now in a new astrological year. So sometimes called the spring equinox or equinox, depending on your time zone. And also known as the start of the astrological new year when the sun moves into Aries. And that's mostly what I'd like to talk to you about. There's a couple things going on this week that are going to affect a lot of us, which is as soon as the sun moves into Aries on Saturday, March 20th, at about 1:32 p.m., which is before y'all are going to be listening to this, but just so you know, if you could look back over the weekend and say, oh, that makes sense why that was happening. And whenever we have the sun opposing Saturn, which is what the sun does as soon as it moves into Aries this year, you know, we got a conflict between energy, or not always a conflict, because oppositions, we tend to think of oppositions in astrology as that's a bad thing, you know, but oppositions are one way that we learn about ourselves, right? So, and that's, you know, what we've been working on a lot in our Wednesday night class that I've been talking about is what we were talking about this Wednesday was the shadow. You know, and that takes me back to being a kid and lying on that green carpeting in that house in Lafayette, Indiana, listening to the shadow coming through, not actually the radio because that was before my time, but some cassette tapes that my stepfather had bought of the old radio show. The shadow knows, and the shadow does know. And so whenever we got an opposition in astrology, we're dealing with the shadow being projected onto whatever is opposing us. And when we got an opposition between the sun, which is energy, the life force, radiance, opposing Saturn, which is the archetype of authority and restriction and compression and structure and the box, being boxed in, doing things by the book, following the rules. And the sun in Aries, if you think of Aries as the first fire sign of the zodiac, it's the start of everything, it's the start of it all, it's the initiating energy. A lot of times I tell my Aries clients, you know, you didn't really come here to finish things. You just came here to get the party started, you know. But Saturn wants us to finish things. He wants us to follow through. He wants us to do things the right way. And Saturn in the sign of Libra is about achieving balance and justice by doing things the right way for everybody. So we have this starting off the year, you know, and this obviously this does not happen every year. This is why, as we were talking a few weeks ago about how astrology is a study of the moments in time. So every year around this time, the sun does move into Aries and starts off the astrological new year, the start of spring in the northern hemisphere, the beginning of autumn in the southern hemisphere, you know, a change in the season from that fluctuating, mutable energy of Pisces, inward directed, dreamy, to the more outer directed, let's get something started, let's start growing things, you know, let's take a few chances here, energy of Aries. So that happens every year around the same time. But one of the things that, you know, is fascinating is that science, in the materialist, reductionist sense of the term that we, most of us think of when we think of science. Science wants to treat every moment like it's the same moment. But if you just look at a chart for what's happening at the Aries ingress, which is a fancy astrological way of saying the sun moving into Aries, this year, and then you look at where the planets were lined up last year, or the year before, you know, you can see that this moment in time is not nearly the same as the last year's moment in time of the beginning of the season. And so just be aware of that as you go throughout your week this week, that, you know, on some level what we're all experiencing in this Sun-Saturn opposition. And I'm going to get back to what we're experiencing, but I want to throw in first what might be useful information, in the sense that on Tuesday, the moon is in the sign of Cancer, which, A, happens to make things potentially feel a lot more emotional. The moon, it represents our emotions. And the moon is very strong in the sign of Cancer, which is its home sign. Cancer, you know, ultimately being concerned with emotional security and very empathic, makes us a little bit more open, you know, to the energies around us. But also what this does is that the moon in Cancer is opposing Pluto in the sign of Capricorn. Pluto, the archetype of death and rebirth, deep, long-term evolution of the soul, and Pluto in Capricorn being the deep, long-term evolution of the big structures in our world. And then the moon will also be making a square to that Saturn, Sun-Saturn opposition that we're talking about, which creates a temporary, and this is really just, you know, for the daytime on Tuesday in the Eastern time zone, pretty much all day, but especially earlier in the day, creates what's called a grand cross pattern. And under the grand cross pattern, we can tend to feel pulled in all four directions at once, unable to master any of those directions, but feeling pressed on by, you know, each of those directions. So if we look at Cancer as security and emotionality, family, Pluto and Capricorn as the ongoing transition, you know, that started in the last couple of years and that we actually see going on daily around us, and news about the economy and, you know, the troubles that the United States is in as far as viability, the shift in the world, which I believe eventually will bring the first world down to the level of the third world, and the third world up to the level of the first world, perhaps in ways that we can't quite comprehend or envision yet. And then what we were talking about earlier, to get back to this talk about the shadow and the opposition and the mirroring that goes on when we have any two bodies opposing each other, whether they be astrological bodies or physical bodies, which is that we have this effect of the Sun in Aries wanting to start things and grow things and take risks and take chances and saying, man, we've been trapped inside for too long up here in the north, you know. We've been, wherever we live, we've been kind of stuck in this crazy dream world of being able to imagine a better life, imagine the actions that we want to take, but not really feeling supported by that. Maybe not having the energy for it with Mars being retrograde and all. And so now we're ready to just come out with our guns blazing, you know. Light a fire and get it going. And then there's Saturn, maybe in the form of your partner or somebody that you work with or the voice of reason in your life. Sometimes that voice of reason can be a little bit overbearing, get a little bit stuck up on the rules and procedures of things, saying, whoa, slow down there, partner. Easy there, cowboy. You think you know what you're doing? You know, and the Sun in Aries says, I don't know what I'm doing, but I don't need to know what I'm doing. I'm feeling it, baby. I'm feeling it. I got to move. And so that, you know, whichever side of this opposition we kind of find ourselves falling on, whether you're the voice of reason or that voice of reason in your head is the one that's kicking up, it can be an uncomfortable energy. And especially, you know, when we get the Grand Cross pattern going on Tuesday and even the rest of the week as the Sun moves closer into an exact square with Pluto and Capricorn, you know, in that sense, the picture is that the action, the initiation we want to take with the Sun in Aries, you know, could be bumping up against the greater reality, which is that, you know, people are scared right now. On some level, we all know that we're going through this major, major world transition that's, you know, again, going to be every bit as monumental and momentous as the world transition that happened in the 1760s and 1770s with the invention of the steam engine and the invention of the Democratic Republic as embodied in the United States of America, and the shift from, you know, this largely agrarian, monarchical way of life, in which, you know, there were many, many restrictions for many, many people, but also there was a lot of security in that system. You know, we're talking about the great chain of being and everything being ordered in the cosmos. And, you know, what we see at the end of the 18th century, the last time Pluto was in Capricorn, is this radical shift toward things being, you know, things becoming decentralized and becoming open to interpretation in a way that hadn't been allowed before. And with that comes a huge amount of freedom, but with that also comes a loss of that sense of security. You know, and so I just want to leave you with that thought as we go into this week. I said I was going to keep this one short and sweet, and I will. Is, you know, it is the time to take action, but just take into account where the rest of the world is at, and that shouldn't stop you from doing what your soul wants to do. But that Aries energy in and of itself can be have a very short shelf life, can be very quick to act, very quick to lose interest if there's any resistance, very quick to kind of burn out or move on to the next thing. And so if what you're envisioning doing has value, be willing to be patient this week, you know, and sometimes when you're bumping up against resistance, that's just because the resistance is there and that's something you got to overcome. But sometimes when you're bumping up against the resistance, that's your soul's way of helping you see your shadow side projected out into the world. Those parts of yourself that are saying, hey, I don't want to go there. I'm scared. you know? And so, as I wrote in this week's Cancer Horoscope over at www.wordsforthepeople.com, and please feel free to come over and take advantage of your free weekly horoscope, personal evolution astrology every Monday. But as I wrote in the horoscope for the sign of Cancer, you know, if you run into resistance this week, be curious about that resistance, because it's trying to tell you something. And it may just be telling you you need to push harder, you know, and you need to get that fire up even higher and burn through it. But it may also be telling you that as you're setting out on your new journey here, there's something really important that you forgot and left on the kitchen counter or in your little basement workshop. And maybe that resistance is there to show you, oh, I better go back and collect that. Or, oh, you know, maybe I don't have to do this all on my own. Even though I'm on fire with this idea that seems to be my idea, maybe Saturn in Libra, there's somebody in my life or somebody that wants to come into my life that has that Saturn-type experience and wisdom and ability to deal with parts of the world that I don't really deal so well with. So maybe if I brought that person in on my plan, what they could give me and what I could give them would create a win-win agreement, a win-win partnership that would help me move this forward in a way that I couldn't do on my own. Which is ideally the good side of Saturn in Libra. And then maybe together, we could help bring people to a better place so they're not so incapacitated by the fear of change, Pluto in Capricorn. But we could help them through this transition and help them to a better place. And in so doing, we could help ourselves to a better place, whether it's financially or with status or just with the inner happiness that comes from creating something beautiful and useful. Okay, so pay attention to where the resistance is and what that resistance is trying to tell you this week. And recognize that whatever seems to be the case, if you remember that this is all being created inside of you and that ultimately this is all the whole matrix is an illusion designed to help you learn who you really are, you can kind of take a chapter, you know, take a piece of advice from the dude and just take it easy, man. Because we're going to get there. We're going to get there. We're all going to get there in the end. And I'm preaching to the choir here. That would be me. Preaching to myself here and saying, might as well enjoy the trip. Because you never really know what it's going to be like when you get there anyway. And for most of us, as soon as we get to wherever there is, we're going to get bored pretty quickly and need to be setting out on some other kind of trip, whether it's physical or metaphysical. So we might as well enjoy the ride while we're taking it. You know, and just as a last thought, I'm not there's a branch of astrology called mundane astrology. I want to talk to you just for a minute about the Aries ingress chart. And mundane astrology is the study of really major, major cycles of time and the birth and death of kings and kingdoms and nations. And one of the major charts in mundane astrology is the Aries ingress chart, which is the chart for the moment that the sun enters Aries each year. And you do that in the capital, the center of power for whatever country you want to look at. You know, and in some senses, the United States is still the major solo power of the world. So I'm looking at the Aries ingress chart for Washington, D.C. for this year. And I notice we got Mars in the first house, but Mars is in the sign of Leo. So there's a certain amount of nobility there. There's a certain amount of generosity and nobility there. And I remember the 2008 ingress chart where we had Mars in the sign of Cancer in the first house, and well, in the U.S. solar first house. Let me look up that chart real quick. In the actual ingress chart, that's right, it was in the seventh house in Cancer. So Mars in the seventh house, you know, is fighting Cancer security, fighting for our security. And I remember seeing that and thinking, oh man, this is going to be a tough one. Mars opposite Pluto in the first house, you know, this is 2008 we're talking about. The first house being us, seventh house being them. Pluto in our house saying, hey man, we're going to tear down and rebuild this baby. And Mars probably in the seventh house saying, well, as long as I keep fighting abroad, I won't have to pay attention to what's going on at home. And in this year's chart, in the 2010 chart, we got Mars in the first house, but it's moved out of that opposition to Pluto. We do have, and I feel like, you know, so there's still this aggressiveness, but it's kind of back to the old way that it used to be, or at least that we like to believe it used to be, which Mars in Leo is whatever we're actually accomplishing, we're at least doing it with a veneer of nobility and generosity, and I think out of a true desire to be of service. So that Leo energy always wants to be recognized and praised and patted on the back. And in some ways, I feel a lot safer with that than I do with the Mars in Cancer. Time will tell. As I said, I'm not an expert in this, but some of these things that are jumping out at me. We got the Sun right on the midheaven. Sun and Mercury right on the midheaven in the sign of Aries. The Sun is exalted in Aries, which can mean that we're feeling a little bit puffed up, but there does seem to be this strong warrior energy in this year's chart. But ideally, it's wanting to be the leader again, you know? And there are other ways of being the leader than in bombing people into submission. And we got that Sun opposing Saturn in Libra. And again, Saturn is exalted in Libra, even though it's retrograde in the ingress chart. And that Saturn in Libra is right on the fourth house cusp. So that's about home and family and domestic matters. And as we were talking about earlier with that Sun-Saturn opposition, I feel like that Saturn tempers the chart. And yes, we are trying to rebuild at home. But let's rebuild at home. You know, let's quit. And this goes, it's not just, you know, I try to stay away from politics. A, because it's divisive. And B, because in the long run, change never really comes from the level of politics, even though it may look as if it does. It always comes from within. And so what I'm about to say goes both for the country of the United States of America and also us on an individual level, which is, let's rebuild at home. Let's do that work that's not so glamorous or so splashy. You know, may not make us feel as good as punishing the so-called enemy. But let's look within, and let's build some stronger foundations and rebuild the eroding infrastructure, both of our own psyche and of our national psyche. You know, and then on a material level, the things that need to be addressed right here at home. I hope you found this useful and inspiring. Please feel free to send me some feedback. You can email me right on my site here at empowerradio.com, right on my page. Let me know what you like about the show. Let me know what you'd like to see more of. And until next week, this is astrologer DK Brainerd saying, may you go with the stars.
I've seen the best minds of my generation refuse to take their medication. Your electroshocks, your chemical pills, ain't gonna cure what ails us. And I've seen the best minds of my generation
washing windows at the service station. Gas up the